Adrian, are you a great friend of Doug's from the Columbus Press Box days? Is that true?
Well, it depends on how you define friend, I guess. I'm still embarrassed I didn't pick Pat Gallaire as a star one night. That's an inside joke.
Well, he only had 60 saves.
And I didn't pick him as a star. I remember him coming up to me, did you watch the game?
Well, so
what the hell were you doing picking the stars anyway?
Well, what the hell were you doing going after him for picking this, your general manager?
When you don't win games, you got to go after somebody.
players read those though, right, Doug? First thing they do is look down at the stars.
Totally.
There are other plus minus than the stars.
Totally. Right? So all the players thought you were an idiot too, not just me.
Well, I was.
Not the Colorado players though. It's immense pressure.
I hate picking the stars. That's one thing I
you were bad at it.
Well, so this is
but I hate doing it because
this is great. So nice promo by Doug McClain that we're bringing an idiot on to
no,
help us.
That's not.
And one of the great guys we asked to come on, we're calling him an idiot as well.
I enjoy Adrian and I enjoy reading his stuff. I very much
I don't know. I wish I got to know Doug a little better over the years, but
don't worry, not a big deal.
I like Doug's kind of guy, I'm glad to be on with you.
Okay, well, before I let them jump in, let's just talk about this, how it played out. Patrick Waugh, and, you know, when you got a sense about it happening, why it happened, and do you believe it's the right fit?
Well, I think it's the right fit. I mean, you know, I've made it, a lot of people made the look pretty foolish betting against Patrick Waugh and his life, and, you know, the guy... This isn't a guy who just came off the golf course after a few years of retirement and boredom and said, oh, I think I'll try coaching now. That sounds like fun. This is a guy who rode the buses in junior. Granted, it was a pretty nice bus from what I hear with his money. But he rode the buses in junior, and he's got his hands dirty with learning the game from the ground up in that whole part of the business. And, you know, he put in 8 years of coaching there. And... I think he's ready. I mean, I don't see how you can pin the tag on him if he doesn't deserve it. He's not ready. He didn't pay his dues. He paid his dues just like all the other guys who started in junior.
You know what I love? Sorry, Adrian.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what I love about it is that this guy was a superstar, and I'll never forget, I was in Columbus, and I get a call from Patrick Waugh, and I couldn't figure, and he said, Doug, it hasn't been announced, but I'm retiring, and I'm going to the Ramparts, and he was talking to me about a player. And I'm thinking, this guy is still with the, he hadn't announced his retirement. That's how passionate he was about getting into the game. And you hit the nail on the head. This is a guy, a superstar, one of the greatest goaltenders of all time, paid his dues. He went to the Quebec League. He won a Memorial Cup. He's had a contender every year, and he has paid his dues as much as anybody does, or most people do, in coaching. And I think it's an unbelievable fit, and I think he deserves a chance, and anybody that criticizes is a knucklehead.
Go ahead, Scott.
Well, I'm not going to criticize. Adrian, how does it work?
Except for one of my bosses, Scott Morrison.
Yeah, exactly.
He can say what he wants.
The other half of the title, VP of Hockey Operations, how does that work with respect to Joe Sakic and Greg Sherman?
Well, it's a little vague still what Waugh's duties will be on that. I mean, I'm sure it's just to consult with the other guys and give his input. But Joe Sakic does have the final say on hockey personnel decisions. That has been... confirmed to me, and Joe makes the final call. Greg Sherman is kind of the numbers guy now, the cap guy, the guru, cap guru, right? You know, I think he'll have a say, but I don't think it's going to carry much weight now with personnel decisions. So Patrick, you know, has that title though, and I guess he has you know, a very good input on things. He won't just be a coach being told, to go out and just roll lines. He'll have a say on the kind of players he wants too. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out because, yeah, what if Patrick wants one guy and Joe doesn't do it or they disagree? What will happen then? It will be a little interesting to see how that plays out. But I don't think I don't see those two clashing and having big disagreements at all. I think they're friends and they'll work it out.
I think that Sherman becomes a valuable guy here, and I, you know, because here's what you got. You've got two real hockey guys. You've got Joe, who is the ultimate boss, and if there's a disagreement, he'll have the say. But like you said, he and Patrick have tremendous respect for each other. You always, when you're a hockey guys, you can work that out if there's a mutual respect there. It's not like somebody coming in that Joe doesn't know and Patrick, you know, to me, they can work those out. But Sherman becomes a valuable guy here because he is going to be, you need a guy in the office that is the numbers guy, but is the paper guy, and also is a support guy for these guys. So I think it's a good fit. And I don't think it's that different than a John Davidson, a Jarmo Kukulainen, and some of these, you know, this BS presidency stuff that is out there now, you know? Kevin Lowe, I mean, it's not unique in Colorado. It's all over the league.
Yeah, and it seems to be happening in other sports, too. I mean, I know in Denver they use the example of John Elway a lot as the team president. He's not the GM, he's not the owner, but he kind of makes the calls on personnel now, even though his title is only president. And I think that gets mentioned a lot here anyway. But, it seems like that's a brand-new title now in hockey, isn't it? Team president carries so much weight, whereas before, you know, it was always just some sort of old retired guy kind of who just sat around and had a nice honorary title like that.
What, team presidents are usually old retired guys? No, is that right, Doug?
No, but here's what it is. It's like somebody tell me, and I asked John Davidson this, what's the president of hockey operations versus the GM? Well, what it is the president of hockey operations is the real GM, and the GM is the assistant GM, if the truth was known. Except they don't have the title, and the press can deal with the GM on a daily basis, and the president of hockey operations, i.e. Kevin Lowe and John Davidson and all these guys are off the hook until there's majors. They're insulated, and they're smart. If you can get away with it, you're a genius. I wanted to be president of hockey operations, but I couldn't get that gig and have a GM underneath me to take all the heat.
That's because you were GM and coach at the same time.
And president.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the same price. Anyway, it's fun.
It sounds like a title out of Catch 22 or something. Major, the character there, where the Department of Redundancy Department. Anyway.
Well, you know, it's not redundant about who they're going to select first overall. And I'm curious if Patrick Waugh might have some influence, I mean, at all, because he'd be tight with those junior players or know them anyway. And then we always know the Seth Jones story that way. And do you think they're set on one particular guy? Who might it be, or might they still be open to discussion?
Well, Rick Tracy, the chief scout, says it's still open. I mean, I don't know if I'm being spun there or not.
Yeah, but you're being spun. You're being spun.
That's what I thought. I think they're going to take Seth Jones. I mean, that is the kind of guy they absolutely need here. And he's played well in this Memorial Cup tournament. I know Nathan MacKinnon got a hat trick against Portland in the first game, but, you know, Jones still played well in that game. I think he was even in the game, had a goal. And it will be interesting, though, because Waugh has seen MacKinnon and Drouin play a lot. So, I can't imagine him saying, letting that influence his decision just because he's seen him more. All indications are it's got to be Seth Jones. I mean, you know, you got this number one defenseman. You know, you hear occasionally, though, that he makes some bad reads in the D zone, or he's not physical enough. You know, sometimes you get a little nervous with the number one pick. I mean, is he going to be another Eric Johnson or something? No disrespect to Eric, but, I mean, as the number one pick.
That's what they said about Eric. That's what they said about Nick Lidstrom, too. I remember his scouting reports.
Yeah.
And he was too small, too. He was way too small to be a good player in the NHL.
But he wasn't a first-rounder.
No. But is there a better coaching situation to go into, Adrian, and you're close to the scene, than a head coach of the Colorado Avalanche now with Joe Sakic in place as the VP of hockey operations? And with the likes of Landeskog, Duchesne, O'Reilly, Eric Johnson, is this not a real good young group? And you're in third. I mean, for Patrick, is this not an unbelievable great situation? Because you got nowhere to go but up.
Oh, absolutely it is. And now you throw in a number one pick, and then they got the 32nd pick. That's going to be, you know, that could be a good player. Yes, it is a good situation. And Patrick has always been known for one thing well, and that's good timing. He seems to come into situations at the right time. He did that here as a player. You know, what about the goaltending, though? That's what I'm worried about. I mean, let's say they get the defense is shoring up. They get a Seth Jones. It's going to look better. They got some young kids, Tyson Berry and Elliott, looking better. What about Semyon Varlamov, though, as the number one goalie? What kind of pressure is he going to feel being the goalie of the Avalanche?
Yeah.
Maybe the greatest goalie of all time, an Avalanche legend with his number retired right above the rafters where he's playing.